أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ترى كثيرا منهم يتولون الذين كفروا لبئس ما قدمت لهم أنفسهم أن سخط الله عليهم وفي العذاب هم خالدون ولو كانوا يؤمنون بالله والنبي وما أنزل إليه ما اتخذوهم أولياء ولكن كثيرا منهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 80 and 81 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the last two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the curse that the Bani Israel had received. One was from Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, and the second was Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And that was because they failed to stop those who had done wrong. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Yahud in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were people that received the Torah from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which was replete of the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They ought to have recognized him as the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were supposed to have brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks about a particular Yahud, Ka'b ibn Ashraf, who was one of the leaders of the Yahud of Medina Munawwara, that despite the fact that they had all the knowledge about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had the knowledge that the Quran was the kitab of Allah ta'ala, they had the knowledge that this deen of Islam is the deen that Allah Ta'ala wanted them to follow. But despite all of that, he left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he joined forces with the Quraysh of Makkah, and that was in actual fact the very beginning of the battle of the trenches that had taken place, or the battle of Ahzab, the confederates that had taken place. Hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him in particular and all those that joined him. Allah says, تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. You, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will see many from amongst them befriending those who had disbelieved. Many of them knew the signs, many of them knew what was required from Allah Ta'ala's side, what they were supposed to do, what they were not supposed to do, but they did exactly what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala detested and what Allah Ta'ala disliked, and that is they befriended the Quraysh and the Kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama. لَبِئْسَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Evil is what their hand had sent, or what their souls had sent forth insofar as Akhirat was concerned. They were supposed to have known that there is a day of Qiyamah. They were supposed to have known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward if they had done good. But they refused to do the good and they did the exact opposite of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded them. So ill and evil was what they sent forth for their akhirat. And what was that? An sakhita Allahu alayhim. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath befalls them, Allah ta'ala's anger befalls them, وَفِي الْعَذَابِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ. And insofar as the akhirat is concerned, they remained in the adab and they will remain in the adab forever. The opposite of all of this, Allah says, وَلَوْ كَانُوا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. If they would have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true and firm iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Yes, they believed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was the Nabi of Allah. They also believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But their iman was portioned. Some of it they believed, some of it they disbelieved. And in that way, they hankered after this material world. They hankered after position of this world, the wealth of this world. And they had forgotten the true iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Nabiyyi. And the Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wama unzila ilay, and that which was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the Quran Sharif. Mattakhaduhum awliya, then they would have not taken the Quraysh and the Kuffar of Makkah as bosom friends. They would have not connived with them, and they would have not deceived Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ولكن كثيرا منهم فاسقون. Allah Ta'ala says, the truth, the reality is this, that most of them are fasiqeen, most of them were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah Ta'ala shows that the core is bringing iman in Allah, bringing iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bringing iman in the kitab of Allah, and then befriending only those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.